Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on living your meditation. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. As we try to understand more deeply what it means to grow in holiness, we have to consider Jesus' instructions for how to inherit eternal life. He gives those instructions in Luke chapter 10. And follows it up with his most famous parable about love of neighbor, the Good Samaritan. We all know it, but let me read the word of God to you. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers. As he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, they stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he too passed on by the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Think about this and apply it to your life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Jesus says that, at the end of the day, there are only two things we have to do. Love God and love neighbor. And these two things are connected, so connected, that you can't really have one without the other. St. John says, if anyone says he loves God but hates his brother, then he is a liar. For whoever does not love his brother, whom he sees, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. So it's ultimately a waste of time if you're trying to get closer to God without trying to love your neighbor better. And who is your neighbor? The parable of the Good Samaritan makes it clear. Your neighbor is the needy person that God has put in your life. And you will come nearer to God to the extent that you are more willing to be generous to that person. So, the first question we need to ask ourselves in this meditation is, who is the needy person God has put in our lives? Who is the person who deserves our time and attention? A spouse? Each individual child. You can't love them collectively. You gotta get to know them individually. An elderly parent? Or some friend who takes more life from you than they give? Who is the person you need to be more generous toward? But there's a second question we should probably ask ourselves too, namely, what is it that tempts us not to be generous with that needy person that God has put in our life? What was it that prompted the Levite and the priest to ignore their neighbor? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. In 1973, two behavioral scientists conducted a study at Princeton Theological Seminary. The researchers asked the seminarians to prepare a homily, and a number of them were asked to prepare a homily specifically on this parable of the Good Samaritan. Then they were asked to walk across campus to deliver their sermon in another building. And here's where it gets interesting. Some of the seminarians were told they had plenty of time before they had to deliver their homily. There was no need to rush. Some of the seminarians were told they didn't have a lot of time, but they didn't need to worry. If they went now, they still had a good bit of leeway before the sermon was scheduled. But the third group was told that there was very little time, that they needed to leave now, and that they were already late. So they had better be in a hurry or they wouldn't make it. Now, to get to that second building, they had to go through a narrow alleyway, and the researchers had planted a man lying on the ground, looking like he was legitimately sick and in need of immediate medical attention. So, some of the seminarians stopped to see if they could help the man, but some didn't. Some went right past him to go deliver their homily. And the amazing thing is, whether a seminarian had prepared a homily on the Good Samaritan didn't actually make a difference regarding who stopped and offered to help and who didn't. What did make a difference was whether the seminarian thought he had time to spare or thought he needed to be in a hurry. Those in a hurry didn't stop. Those who felt unhurried did stop and helped. So the big difference was who was in a hurry. And that is something for each one of us to think about. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Why did the priest and the Levite not stop to help the man lying beaten and bloody on the road? Maybe because they were in a hurry. Maybe because they felt like they had something more important to do and not enough time to do it in. Maybe they were like the seminarians in the study who were told they were late and they had to hustle. And isn't that why we are not as generous with other people as we should be? Because we think we don't have time? Because we're overcommitted? There's too much on our plate? We don't have enough time to do it in? Which means if we want to be serious about loving our neighbor better, which is indispensable for getting to heaven, we should probably free up some time. We should probably say no to some things so that we're more available for the people that God has placed in our life who need our time and attention. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So every meditation needs to end with a concrete resolution. Again, God has told us to imitate the Good Samaritan if we want to make it to heaven. So, who is the specific person God has placed in your life who needs your time and your attention? And then secondly, identify the time constraint that makes you less willing to help that person. And then do whatever it takes to declutter your life to the point that you are more willing and able to fulfill this second of the greatest commandment. Because God has commanded you to love that specific person with your time, but he probably didn't command you to be overcommitted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us
in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I received a message a couple of days ago that was really powerful that I want to share with you and with everyone praying with us.
Please do.
Hello, Mike. For a good part of my life, I turned my back on God and lost my faith, mostly because of sins I committed long ago that contributed to me feeling unworthy and doomed because of my sins. In short, for whatever reason, this past Lent, I was looking for something to do that was beyond no meat on Fridays, which I forgot about most weeks anyway. And for a long time, I was just a lukewarm Catholic at best. But I found these daily rosary meditations online, and I listened a few days. You had an impact. As Easter came and went, you had a series on divine mercy. And I got excited about maybe going back to church and going to confession. But I was crushed when I did an honest examination of conscience and I realized I was not ready to go to confession. However, I haven't missed one day of the rosary since joining you in Lent. And through these meditations, I found saints like Gertrude and John Vianney and Saint Faustina. And I actually read St. Faustina's entire diary and the message of Jesus to her about his ocean of mercy, even for the worst sinners like me. And that stuck. So yesterday, I made my first confession in over 40 years. Not only that, my wife joined me for Mass and went to confession with me. So thank you and Teresa and your entire staff. You have truly helped me heal. And as you've said many times, I too have family members who are lost to their faith, some due to my bad example. My mission now is to get them back, and I continue to pray for them and others. I now pray the rosary with you daily along with the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and I also pray for the souls in purgatory. May you all have a blessed Christmas, and again, thank you for all you do.
Wow. That had me really teared up. That is just so powerful.
So now when you want to skip work,
Yeah.
No, you never want to skip work.
I get tired. Sometimes I'm in a hurry. It's true, though. I think it's hardest to sit down and do good work even when it's a job as good as this. That when you're in a hurry and you want to fit so many things in, you might as well not be doing any of it because you're not doing it well. And you forget things like that and people like that and the impact like that.
What's really amazing is I literally get profound testimonies like that every day.
Yeah.
From all over the world.
You don't know when you're first doing it. You don't know when you're first recording an episode. But that's why you just keep doing good work. Because that's true in everyone's lives. We keep fighting for our loved ones. We don't know when they're going to come back. We don't know what's going to push someone over the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what struck you about the meditation?
It's accuracy. I was just so stunned how much of my life I think I live in a rush when I don't have to. And that is the source of most of my frustration. Think about it when we're driving and you're late somewhere that you think you've really, really got to be. And maybe you do have to be there. Maybe it's a flight you're going to miss and you're on the way to the airport. But suddenly, every single slow driver on the road is to blame for you being late when really they allotted enough time to get where they're going. And that's why they're going a reasonable speed. And they're only in your way because you didn't allot enough time and you're violently speeding around them. And now you're endangering people's lives and you're cursing at them. And that's a little too indicative of my whole life. But that's just true all over my life, that if I just slowed down, then other people aren't to blame for my problems or getting in the way. Because if there's just enough time, no one's in the way, and you have the time to stop and process and think, like those seminarians, this person in front of me right now is more important even than my homily. This person in front of me right now in my daily life is more important than me getting to the grocery store on time or what have you. But if you're moving too fast, you don't even have time to think about it. And then you don't even blame yourself because you're thinking, well, I didn't have time to think about it. Give yourself time to think about it.
Yeah, we're overcommitted. We have placed unrealistic expectations upon ourselves, unrealistic pressure. And then we just don't have time.
And then we offload all that blame.
It's a good examination of conscience for what this question, what did God really ask me to do? And what have I chosen to do that wasn't his will? That's a whole nother meditation. Well, thanks for taking the time to pray with me.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.